State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning to talk about things happening in Lansing. Of course, state government shut down today with the Martin Luther King Jr. observance today. So kind of gives you a chance to get around the district a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I'm glad to start the day off with a light jacket, but after hearing you earlier this morning, I think the heavy one's in the backseat of the car. State government shut down. I guess it's always good in some of our terminology. The offices might not be open, and session might not be on, but I do know that a lot of us are out there. We're doing what we enjoy doing, too, and that's getting out and seeing people. So I'm glad to be in here with you today and got some things right around here in Coldwater that we're doing this morning also to meet up with people on this day.
All right. The big thing last week was the governor and his State of the State message in Lansing. Report card, I guess, overall, pretty happy with what he said?
Well, Ken, you know, I've thought an awful lot about this. What did you hear when you began, and what do you hear now? And I saw it as a very upbeat, progressive report of what's taking place in Michigan. When you take a look at the progress we're making, it's called progress. We've used words like recovery, reinventing, and all these other things. I think in 3 years that this governor's been here, I think that we are seeing those things that are helping Michigan move forward. Job creation, jobs being here, the housing market, all of these sort of things have been a very positive things. GDP up, personal income increasing. That's because people are working. That's been one of the primary focuses that we did going in. And there's segments of this address that he gave that really challenged me in areas that I've been working on since I've been there, having to do with adoption and foster care, opening up doors there, and knowing that the people message that he gave is very positive. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at seniors, for instance, and in some of the added protections, things that we have done and things that are being done right now. Got a good report, if I can, got a good report from the sheriff here this last week upon hearing further emphasis going to be put on protecting of seniors, that some of the laws that I was a part of as far as within the committee that I serve of elder abuse, these kind of laws, right here in Branch County, how because of some of the laws that we put in a year ago, we were able to help some seniors out and that were vulnerable, that were being taken advantage of, this sort of thing, and to take this a step further. And then just the job creation thing that's taking place and doors that are opening up, not only exporting for agriculture, but jobs that have come here. So I think it's been a positive message.
Now, I know we talked about earlier wanting an emphasis to from him maybe to talk about infrastructure, especially roads. Did you get enough of a message on that?
Well, no, I didn't really for me, but yet there's another event coming. You know, this early part, and I've been sharing with a number of people, you know, we had just a little over a week ago now, we had the January Revenue Estimating Conference, which confirms that there's some dollars there that we hadn't counted on that are there, and many of us are calling out for a good share of those dollars need to go into the infrastructure and boosting that up. And Thursday, the second phase of what takes place in the state government, the state of the state. That's also for a reflection of where we've been and where we're going. The next one that's coming up that I believe he's saving to address this and that we're going to be encouraging is when he provides his budget proposal and then the legislature goes to work on that. I want to believe, and I'm also advocating that this infrastructure thing, that's where we'll hear it. We gave the report about where we've been, where we are now. I believe when the budget proposals put out there, I'm going to believe that we're going to hear some positive things that'll go on in there. Will it be totally enough right now? No, but we're going to be increasing as we are in many other areas of this state.
Well, that's good. Anybody who's driven around lately, it has been a rough winter on our roads.
Well, it has, and rough winters over the years prove a nasty situation with our roads in the spring, and you know the potholes are already showing up. Pretty warm today, going to get very cold, those sort of things from the experts who work just down the street here from us right now are going to tell you they're going to have their hands full right here in Branch County with those sort of problems.
Optimistic for 2014 here in Michigan?
Yes, I am. And not just because I think we sense it or we feel that things are better. But even across the whole United States, Michigan is being looked at as a comeback state. We've made good progress. The thing that I really appreciate about a couple of things that the governor said this last week is we've got a long ways to go. He pointed out to the director of the state police, we've got to keep our, I think it was kind of like keep the gas pedal going down, keep the pedal to the metal, you know, we've got to keep going. We've got to keep being diligent in where we're going here. So I believe it was a positive message.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us.
Good to be with you, and get out and get that heavy coat ready because it's coming.
Stay warm this week. State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning.